This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, while in Israel, urged Israel and Palestinians to exercise restraint amid a spike in violence that has the region on edge. Get more from VOA's Linda Gradstein.
Blinken also said the international community, including Israel, should do more to support Ukraine in its conflict with Russia.
Just as Iran has long supported terrorists that attack Israelis and others, the regime is now providing drones that Russia is using to kill innocent Ukrainian civilians. In turn, Russia is providing sophisticated weaponry to Iran. It's a two-way street. Russia's ongoing atrocities only underscore the importance of providing support for all of Ukraine's needs, humanitarian, economic, and security, as it bravely defends its people and its very right to exist, a topic that we also discussed today.
Tensions have also increased between Israel and Iran after an attack on an Iranian weapons facility in Isfahan. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports President Biden and the new speaker are scheduled to meet on Wednesday to discuss the debt ceiling and federal spending reductions.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he hopes he and the president can reach an agreement on raising the debt limit while addressing future spending cuts, and says he's looking to eliminate government waste and would consider Defense Department cuts, but not Medicare and Social Security. The White House has already said it won't lump together the nation's debt and spending while it works to head off a possible default.
AP's Jackie Quinn. Meanwhile, the outlook for the global economy is growing slightly brighter as China eases its zero COVID policies and the world shows surprising resilience in the face of high inflation and more. That's the view of the International Monetary Fund. This is VOA News. A UN spokesperson said Monday that fighting and hostilities over the weekend in Ukraine killed and injured civilians, while critical facilities, including several hospitals, were damaged on both sides of the front line. Stefan Dzyczerek told reporters on Saturday evening dozens of civilians were reportedly killed or injured during an attack on a hospital in the part of Luhansk region currently under the control of the Russian Federation. U.S. President Joe Biden is going to end the nation's coronavirus emergencies, AP's Ed Donahue reporting.
The president is telling Congress the national emergency and public health emergency declarations will end May 11th, nearly 3 years after they were first declared. They were in effect when Joe Biden took office.
We will get through this. We will defeat this pandemic.
The change will restructure virus response, treating it as an endemic threat to public health, managed through normal authority of government agencies. House Republicans want the emergencies to end right away and are getting ready to start investigations into the government's virus response. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The circle of punishment is widened in the fatal beating of a motorist by Memphis officers.
Memphis police said they'd suspended Officer Preston Hemphill with pay, but did not disclose his role in the arrest.
Watch out!
On Friday, the department released footage that showed officers brutally beating Nichols in his mother's neighborhood after the January 7th traffic stop. 3 days later, he died. Hemphill's attorney, Lee Gerald, said in a statement, Hemphill was the third officer at the initial stop and identified this footage as video from Hemphill's body cam. It shows an officer using a taser on Nichols while other officers held him down on the ground and gave conflicting commands.
I hope they stop his ass.
The five dismissed officers, all of them black, have been charged with second-degree murder, assault, kidnapping, official misconduct, and oppression in Nichols' death.
That's Reuters' Tamara Lindstrom. Now, in total, seven officers have now been disciplined for the arrest of Nichols. Former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has filed a request for a six-month visitor visa to stay in the United States, indicating he may have no immediate intention of returning home where legal issues await. The application was first reported by the Financial Times, citing Bolsonaro's immigration lawyer. Contacted by the Associated Press, the lawyer's firm, AG Immigration, confirmed that report. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.